Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Time to get real and welcome everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I'm so excited about today's show. But before we get into today's show, I want to thank all of you for your emails, for your comments, your suggestions, your encouragement, your inspiration. I really, really appreciate it. For my new listeners, and I know I've been getting a lot of new listeners, I want to just share what Reality Spirituality is about. This show, Reality Spirituality, is actually a term that I use to describe how our everyday life experiences, how they link to spirituality. And just focusing on dissecting our everyday life experiences from missing the bus to a rude cashier, all of these daily, everyday experience has a link to spirituality and our spiritual growth. And this show is about sharing formulas, strategies for maintaining this happiness, this internal happiness, this internal peace, regardless of what your outer circumstances are. But today I'm so excited because I have a guest on the show, and her name is Doreen Guma. Now, I want to share how I met Doreen. It's serendipity. I was listening a few months ago. It was months ago. I think it was beginning of the year. And I was just listening, just cruising on Blog Talk Radio, and I came across Doreen, and she was a guest on another, I don't even remember the show, but she was a guest, and she was talking about this project that she was, you could feel the passion in her voice, and you could feel her, it was a vision, and it was I connected instantly to her heart. I connected to her heart, and as soon as she got off the show, I said, I have to connect with this woman. I have to find her. I have to contact her. And I did contact her, and I discovered that she was working on this project, and she named it, it's called Time to Play. You can find it, www.timetoplay. And basically, it's a project of people helping people. And I'm going to just welcome her. Doreen, let me give her a quick introduction. She holds a Master of Arts in Business and Public Policy and is a board-certified healthcare executive. She's worked in the healthcare industry since 1987. So from 2001 to the present, she has experienced working in nursing homes, and rehabilitation facilities. In 2010, Doreen was inspired, moved, felt she was passionate about, and she wanted more. Can you imagine wanting more than what she already has accomplished? But this, she was driven by, I believe, the universe, a universal force, and it led her to a new passion, a new vision, a new journey. And just from talking to her and working with her, it's even more fulfilling than what she was doing before. I mean, I'm going out on a limb with that. And I mean, when I say more fulfilling, I mean it's a filling up of your heart. And it's totally different when you fill your heart up as opposed to, you know, doing a job. But I'm talking enough. I want Doreen to share, which is really an important part of this journey, how she even felt. How did she discover this internal passion? How did she feel like she wanted to do more in her life? Because a lot of us are right there. So Doreen Gumo, welcome with that long introduction. Welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Oh, thank you so much, Rebecca. And I'm so excited. Like, it's just the coolest thing when Rebecca emails me or we talk. There's this energy between the wires, because I'm in New York and she's in California. And we're like as far away from each other as you probably could be. And she's just, you know, amazing. And thank you so much for sharing your gift with people.
Let me say this. Amazing recognizes amazing. Come on.
You flatter me. I'm blushing on my side.
Yes. And I really want you to share your story, how when you were working in the public sector and basically what drove you to this new project?
There's so many reasons. I could share a whole bunch. One of the things is really seeing, I call it my people. If you go on the Times of Play site and you see the videos and stuff, we're all each other's people. We're all connected. So yeah. I've seen my people suffer. And we are a society of very sick and sad people. I've been working very much and will be launching in January a whole depression and suicide prevention awareness. You know, it's a humongous problem in our society that we have become so sad and have given up so much. And that's why Rebecca's so important, because a person like her is inspiring us to enjoy life, to recognize the beauty. And that's my goal for the Time to Play project. Learn what you need to know so that you can change what you're doing. The Time to Play philosophy is you have to be happy, healthy, have money, and a work-life balance to have quality of life and to enjoy life. And when people say to me, oh, I don't need money to be happy, you do. If you don't know where your next dollar is coming from to feed your babies,
that
you
is
do.
True. That
you
is true.
You don't need $1 billion, but you need enough. And my goal is to provide resources for people so that they can learn what they need to know. Little tidbits, little teeny change, something that they can do. We are a very reactive society, as you know.
Yes.
People hit bottom a lot of times before they bounce back to the top, which is a good thing because there's only one way to go.
Yes, sometimes it is necessary to hit bottom. To you know, sometimes the bottom dwellers are pretty motivated.
Without a doubt, but you want to try to be a little more proactive in your day, because nobody wants to get up and hate their upcoming day. I mean, this is where I found myself. Even we all do, for whatever reason, we are tortured souls. But I was talking with Dr. Gentile, who's on the Time to Play site under happiness, and he said pain is a motivator for change. And I thought that was the most brilliant thing I ever heard.
Oh yeah.
And if somebody is currently experiencing something that is heavy in their heart, it is a motivator because something is wrong, and you need to realize that you need to change. And that's the goal for the Time to Play project. So I said, you have to be happy, healthy, have money, and a work-life balance. So Rebecca, for an example, is a happiness professional, and she writes articles every month. Some articles change out, and people can read and hope to take away while being entertained. It's a non-threatening site. It's not like going to WebMD and seeing what kind of diabetes treatment you can get. It's education for people. My people helping my people.
I was going to ask you to share the different professionals. You have happiness. You have You have
we have health.
We have
financials. We have like debt counselors. We have investment people. Under financial, I have a amazing realtor. You know, so she's, you know, in the house crisis and all this stuff. And do you buy? Do you not buy? So Helen has been doing this forever. So, you know, we have under happiness. I actually have Patricia Polis. I've known her for some years now. She's got a remarkable story of her own. And out of her ashes, let's say, she went back to law school. She's actually a divorce mediator. And why is she under happiness is because, you know what, divorce, I've seen so many of my friends go through such painful experiences, and it doesn't have to be. We're grown up, you know, and we can work things out to make us, again, enjoy life, have a better life. And maybe something doesn't work out in your relationship, but the goal is still, you know, you were partners. Let's really, you know, take care of what we need to. So there's different things. I just actually added my brother. I'm very excited about that. He's under happiness. And remember I was saying about the depression and suicide awareness. It's crazy because I know Rebecca's got this whole magnetization. I know that's not the right word, right? But since I started this awareness of the suicide and depression prevention thing, which I have to tell you, it was because of my 17-year-old daughter in June. And we were just having a conversation. She was telling me about a lot of friends who are very hopeless. And I couldn't imagine that a person in that age group, you know, would be in that situation. And I did some research, and the statistic is that 1 in 6 high school students have considered or attempted suicide. And that's a terrible statistic. So my brother actually had gone through a very, very tough time, and you could go on the happiness and read under Jonathan, but he is actually on a path to become a minister now, a pastor, and it's just such a, like, 360, but you never know where in your life you're going to
end up.
And why.
Right. I want to interject because I also want to let the audience know that this site is free. You go on and you connect with any professional that you might need, or you need assistance. And so this is basically, Doreen, this is a free project serving. And I remember when we first talked about it, you said you want to help 1 million people. And I remember telling you, you're going to be helping more than 1 million people. So this woman has taken time and resources her own. This is her baby that she has created and for service. And this is one of the things that I have to say, when you are when you're feeling down or depressed or whatever, if you help someone else, or you're serving someone else, or you lighten up someone else's life, guess what? You also bring yourself that lightness. So that's basically what you're doing, Doreen. You are serving the world, because this Time to Play website is a service to not only 1 million people, it is a global service.
Well, I appreciate that. In all actuality, you know what, it was an awareness in myself. Truly it started as my quest for quality of life.
That's what I want you to talk about. What were you feeling internally to I really want you just to speak very briefly on, not briefly, but I want you to speak about what drove you, because a lot of us have this like, you know, what else is there? Is this my purpose? Is there something else? What is there something more? And a lot of people go through that. So if you would please share with us your journey. Yes.
Well, that is an actual thing. And if you watch the little video, it'll kind of tell you, like, realistically, we all are like on a hamster wheel. And it's our society nowadays, but it's not even. If you read the book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale, he talks about this same situation that was in the 50s. So it's really just the same thing just over and over, and we all go through this. It's the most crazy thing. But you find yourself getting up in the morning, and you got to go to work, and you're exhausted by the end of the day, but you still have to make dinner, and you take care of the kids, and if you're, you know, a man, you know, you have to take care of the lawn, and you take care of the house, and you take care of the whatever, and the bills, and you just, it's a hamster wheel. You fall into bed exhausted, you wake up the next day, and then before you know it, it's Friday, and it's Christmas, and it's the year is over, and you start to go, oh my gosh, what is there in my day?
Yes.
And that's basically what this, I sort of forgot to have fun, and I forgot to enjoy my life. And I've done quality improvement. That's what I did in the healthcare industry and still do. And Time to Play is really a gigantic quality improvement project. You have to identify what is wrong in your heart and fix it. That's where the happy, healthy financial work-life balance come from, because you have the power to change anything. So basically, I just started to figure out, like, what do I have to do? And then as I was learning and talking to people, oh my gosh, we're all, like, in the same boat. So that's where Time to Play really came from, because I figured I would just take a million people along the ride with me, and we would all have a good day. And that's really where it kind of came from. And again, just seeing the sick and sad and working in healthcare and the people with the multiple sclerosis and the people with the amputations and the diabetes, and how do we get the information out? But again, it's like, well, Rebecca's just a people. I'm just a people. You know, we are here to help each other, and that's the goal of this project.
Yes, and that's what really connected when I listened to you on that the first day, and I just connected with your mission. I just connect because we're basically sharing tools to serve people and to make and to help them better quality of life. And it's interesting that you said you were doing it, and you're doing this every day and on a hamster wheel. And you knew there was something else. And I just have to give you 500 pats all over it, hugs and kisses, just for following through with your vision. A lot of us have visions, but the follow-through is really, really important. And I just applaud you. I also want you to share, I would like you to share, some of the, I know this isn't very popular, but this didn't go smoothly for you. I mean, there are a lot of hurdles and there are a lot of roadblocks. And again, that's part of this whole project. Can you share some of your...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, this is technically my quest for quality of life. Like, you know, you start out with this vision. And like Rebecca's saying, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I hate my job, but you sit there and you go every single day.
Yes.
My sister's one of them. She has hated her job for 15 years. She's had a nervous breakdown. She's been sick. She goes to the doctor. She gets medicine for her stomach. She's still there. And you can make a decision of that and just stay and be miserable, or you can take your vision and make it a reality. So Time to Play actually started in July of 2010. And am I happy that I'm still where I sort of am in it? No, I would love for it to be nationwide, and I have helped a million people and going on to the second million. However, I am just 1 5-foot-2 woman from Long Island. I'm doing the best. But it's been a big hurdle in my own self, because fear holds us back. And you say, what if people don't like it? And what if people this? Or what if people that? So you negative talk yourself. So things take way longer than they had to. I am so energized because I have people like Rebecca on my side. And I am so excited. The more I learn and the more ways I see how this project can fix and help us. And it's not dream fixing the world. It's a pebble in the pond, I call it. So I'm starting a ripple, and I'm hoping that I could get other people who want to make our lives better, because let's face it, we can put all the hope in the world to our elected officials. We could put all the hope in the world to everything, our boss, our this or that, promising me that I'm going to get a raise, or I'm going to get a promotion, or I'm going to get, guess what? We have to take control, and we have to fix ourselves.
That's
and
right.
That's the point of this thing. But I have been through so much. The Time to Play sites, if people go on timetoplay.com, you will see this is the fourth rendition. We kept fixing it and ripping it apart. So probably in May, it was what you see now. And then we changed up the shopping cart because it is not a not-for-profit site, but it is a charitable donation project. So my goal is people helping people. So I've been putting together things you need to enjoy life, and we just did the cart's still being built, and it's still being done, but we have inspirational jewelry, and we have candles that are non-toxic, because that's very important. If some people know about chemicals in our stuff, I mean, it's important. We have the Be Extraordinary makeup line, which we just started in, like, July-ish. And Michael K. Waterman, and you can read all about him, he's been a makeup artist for 35 years, but it's not just makeup. You could go and buy at the Family Dollar store eyeliner or eyeshadow. It's empowerment. Everything on this website is there to re-empower us. And everything that we will sell, because it's just a baby now, believe it or not. 2 years later, it's still just a baby. But everything we sell will support organizations that help people. And that's my vision, because we have to help each other. And it's the only way that we're going to succeed.
Well, I wanted you to, I thank you, and I wanted you to share your challenges of starting this, and it's something else. You have to persist if you want your life, if you want to be happier, if you want a better quality of life. You can't just try once and then give up. This, you know, that's what I love about you and this project. You are jumping over hurdles, crashing through fences, and not taking no, and just finding ways to make it work. And that takes persistence, and it takes, and I would really love for my listeners to have that persistence of, I want my life to be quality. And, you know, before I forget, I also want to say, if you want to call in and be part of the show, you can call in on number, area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And you can ask questions to Doreen or myself. But it's about being, not giving up. Not giving up on the quality of your life. You can change it. You really can. You can change anything. You have the power, and you have the power of choice.
Absolutely. One thing that is very important is I can't tell you how many people have told me I was crazy.
I want you to share that. I want you to share that, because people are going through the same thing. They told you were crazy, and keep going. Then what happened?
Why would I bother? My sister, no joke, actually said to me, you know, it's probably time for you to decide if you're going to give up on this thing. You know what? I'm not going to give up on this thing, because it's this important, because we need this thing. It's a gigantic, gigantic project. And the reason she asked me if I was going to finally give up on this thing, because she knows how much effort I put in and how much work I do. And, you know, is it a sacrifice to things that I do? Yeah, it is. But the reward is so much better, because I know it can touch a person and it can make them think and snap. It's a trigger. That's the whole point. So, you know, like I said, I've done four different renditions of the site, because it is such a gigantic project. And anybody that goes to it will see. And, you know, it's like, oh, you know, well, yeah, I like it, but I didn't get it. So that was like the first one. So Rebecca knows, because I think since she's been with me, it's changed
yes.
three times.
Yes.
But it has. But it's beautiful now. I love it.
Listen. It's a sacrifice of love.
Absolutely.
And that is always a sacrifice of love. Come on, I'm so excited because this is your baby, this is your child, this is your vision, and it's just let me tell you something. This Doreen Guma, she's on with the emails and the Facebook and always on all the social, she's always contacting, keeping everyone in the loop. I can't keep up. I mean, when I grow up, I want to be just like you. I can't keep up. I can't keep up.
Well, here's a very inspirational thing. We just got a new happiness professional, Dr. Harris Cohen, and he's incredible. He wrote a book called Lessons Learned, which I will be putting on the resources under the book, because we do have, you know, some of the professionals are authors, so their books are on the Times Place site. But Dr. Cohen had a piece, which I just read the other day, where Colonel Sanders, you know, of Kentucky Fried Chicken,
yes,
was told no. He brought his idea to over 1,000 investors.
Mm-hmm.
And they told him they liked his idea, but weren't interested. He didn't start until he was 65 years of age.
That's right.
And he created an empire. And I don't remember the statistics. I actually gave the book away for another person to read because it was really a fabulous, fabulous book. And if any of your people want it, just have them contact until I get it up on the website, like probably next.
Okay.
But the fact that this man continued his dream, and you can, you know, look at so many people like that. Does anybody watch, do you watch The Voice? I watch it daily. But
I love The Voice.
That gentleman, the 18-year-old boy from Brooklyn,
yes.
The teacher told him he would never amount to anything.
Yes.
He was so broken.
Mm-hmm.
But how many of us have heard that?
Exactly.
But look at this boy, and he's excelling, and he's breaking through his whatever was holding him back.
Yes, his barriers, his blocks. I mean, I can't even imagine. I think a lot of us have these childhood traumas that sometimes, you know, they stick with us. And I'm just unloading a few of my own, you know, just last week. But no, you have to. It is really an internal job, though. But when you're that young and someone of authority, so to speak. I can't even imagine.
Well, there's more. Remember the Disney story, and everybody said no, and look at his project that he managed to visualize. He saw it and he made it.
Yes.
I saw Time to Play and I made it. Oh, and the one other thing that Rebecca was saying before is if you're interested, and again, this is really a very baby. We built it and it's just, although it's taken this long, it's really a baby, but every professional that's on here, every professional under health or happiness or financial work with balance has an ask blank a question. So you can go, like Rebecca, you could always ask her a question, but ask Rebecca a question or ask Dr. Cohen a question or whatever, and you can actually go and you can ask them a question, they'll answer you. They also could be contacted in general, but, you know, these are very kind people. There's about 60 people on here who do write the articles, and they're sharing information. I don't pay them. They don't pay me. It's just a people helping people project and the vision. But there are so many stories. The guy who owns Starbucks, they told him he was crazy and that was a bad idea. And the J.K. Rowling who wrote Harry Potter.
Yes, yes.
Was rejected. So if you have a passion or a dream, you got to go for it.
Yes.
You got to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
The worst is the regret. Working in the skilled nursing and working in the healthcare industry, you know, when I went to the nursing homes, you don't want to be in a nursing home. And you don't want one day to just realize that you didn't achieve something and what could have been. You want to take the shot and figure out how to make it happen. That's really it in the bottom line.
Yes. Well, you talked about people that, Jack Canfield, the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Mm-hmm.
He was turned down by 144 publishers. Turned down. And so finally the last one took a chance, and here we have Chicken Soup for the Soul, Chicken Soup for the Mother, Chicken Soup for the sister, you know. And so never ever give up, especially if it's a dream. You if it's a dream in your heart, you can actually feel your dreams, and never give up on them.
No, absolutely. You know, the whole point of the Time to Play project, like I said, is really a trigger to snap you back and to remember to enjoy life. Like, we are here. We're here for a short period. And for whatever reason, like I said, I call this tortured souls. It seems that we have to go through whatever we have to go through.
Yes.
And you see so many people that are lost. And maybe I'm more aware of it, or maybe it's when you hit your 40s. I really am not 100% sure. But, you know, it's not worth to wake up every day and know that it's going to be a stinky day. You know, that's really so important. It's that awareness.
Yes. And I want to get a little personal, if you don't mind.
No
like you
problem.
Have... Like you have a choice.
I'm pretty much an open book. So.
I would like you to share how you have changed, in your life with your family, with your relationship with yourself. I want to know how this project has changed your life, and I want you to really be specific.
No, not a problem. You know, I'm a lot more tolerant.
Tolerant.
I'm a lot more tolerant because you know what that you realize, and if people would see like the things that are posted on the Facebook, because it's not just me that posts. We have life coaches, and you know, Dr. Dave posts every day, and Chrissy comes up with the most amazing inspirational quotes, and Rebecca posts on the air once in a while. You know, she'll post up a day, something that's really great. But the other day I woke up in the morning and I was thinking about, you know, sometimes we jump the gun or we think it's about us, that somebody's mad at us or it's something to us. And I do still catch myself, because none of us are perfect. You catch yourself and then you stop, and then you just are more aware. So definitely tolerance, like trying to figure out why something is motivated to do whatever it is. You know, the person at the food store is nasty to me. Oh, I was insulted. No, maybe that person needs a hug, kind of thing. I mean, not that I'm going to hug the lady at the food store. But, you know, there's reasons, underlying reasons, and learning that is huge.
Well, yeah, let me share something with you. When this is a really big secret, I'm letting it out. But
oh, no.
when anyone is angry or rude or snippy, whatever it is, it is never about you. It is never about the other person. Oh, you did this. Oh, you didn't call me. Or you didn't finish it. No, it's never about that. It's never about that. It's something that is always internal. Now, you can believe it or not, but it's true, because I always use this example. There's a few examples, but this is one I'm going to use right now. Say you just won the lottery and you were gifted with $555 million. You, Doreen Guma, $555 million. It's all yours. You won the lottery. Now, if somebody pushes you or snubs you or says something, would you even care? In other words, would your emotional, you're so high on this emotion of winning the lottery. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can think of that you feel really great about. And if you're that high, nobody can really affect you. In other words, you're not feeling affected. You follow me on that one?
Absolutely.
So when these people are reacting or angry or upset or sad, it's really their issue. It is never the other person's issue. Never. So that's
a
little bit.
And we have to realize how we choose to react is important, because this is things that I've been learning recently. I'm learning every day something. And
right.
We can control anything except how we react. And I've been trying to be very cognizant of that. So like I told you, this is like a gigantic quality improvement project. How do you have a better day? And choosing to react scared because, oh my gosh, what if my boss hates that? Or worried or angry. It's our choice to react. One of
that's
the biggest things that I've learned, again, every day I'm always reading a book. I have the forums. I post book reviews, like I'm doing The Power of Positive Thinking now. I read Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. A lot of us wish away our life. I can't wait for my vacation. I can't wait till the weekend. When I get that new job, it will be fabulous. When I this, instead of focusing on the now. So he wrote this thing about the chatter. How many of us actually have significant chatter in our brains every single minute of our life? And I didn't
All
realize.
Of us.
Oh my
All
God.
Of us.
Mm-hmm. One morning, I woke up, I had three conversations going, no joke, I actually was like, stop. And that was the last time that happened. Do I go over stuff in my mind of what I need to do for the day and all of that kind of stuff? Hugely, hugely, hugely. But not like that. That was just, I woke up, I was so stressed out already, had like three conversations. One thing that I definitely am definitely more aware of is just being grateful and waking up and just noticing the little things, like the sun coming in the back window.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's huge since I started this. Not rushing as much.
That's a really good one.
In.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
I know
a
that
really
that's
good one.
Your thing. You love to notice.
Yes.
You love
and
to
the,
it.
And the rushing, let me tell you something. No one feels good when they're rushing. You can't feel good when you're rushing. So I've eliminated rushing. I can be 1 foot away from a bus, because I commute on a bus every day, 1 foot away from the bus and the driver closes the door. This has happened more than once, Doreen, closes the door in my face and takes off. And I have to say that I say to myself, wasn't supposed to be on that bus. There's going to be another bus coming. And lo and behold, of course there's another bus coming. I'm not going to rush. I'm not going to run to catch a bus. I'm not going to rush to do anything. I've eliminated rushing.
Well, I appreciate that. Appreciation is huge too. You know, I'll give an example. I have three kids. My oldest is in the city. He in New York City. He goes to college. But I have the other two. One is going to be 19 and one is 17. And it's rare that everybody is around at any particular time, but the two were home last night, and they started chitter-chattering, at the kitchen table. Mm. And it was, seriously, 10:30. It's past my bedtime. So normally, in the old days, I would have just walked away. But now, I sat. Mm. I enjoyed just listening to them and the camaraderie that they're developing and things that, again, it's such an, can you just feel what I'm trying to look at that awareness and the appreciation that I never would have. If I didn't start this journey, I would not have even experienced this.
I have to say that I got chills listening to that story, and emotional, because you were just in the moment. And like you said, I would have just gone to sleep and left, but now you're in the moment and you're enjoying and appreciating and slowing down and smelling the roses and I mean your children just being aware that they're changing, you're not going to get this moment again, and that appreciation. Oh my God, what a beautiful story. What a beautiful story.
It's a journey, and at some point we have to realize, this is why we're here, just to savor those moments. And I really have been so trying to do that. One of the other reasons that I really did start this project, and this is just the most...
Well, wait. I want to cut you off because I have to say one more thing about that about that story. Just one more thing. You are also being the example for your children to enjoy the moment. They see you enjoying the moment and loving the moment and being in the moment. You are being their example. So I want you to know that. Okay, go back to what you were saying.
No, thank you. I really appreciate that because, that's one of the things, if you read the about, what is Charm to Play, you'll see, honestly, I've been the biggest workaholic my whole life. It's mm-hmm. the responsibility of positions that you take as your job. And, as the director of quality improvement, technically I was responsible for 120 people's lives. And mm-hmm. I would wake up at 3:00 in the morning and be panicking, oh my gosh, did I make sure Mrs. Jones had that care plan? And did she fall? Or did she this? Or did she, it was always such a panic for me to worry. Mm-hmm. But I was just always working. Am I always working now? Yeah, it's just a little bit different. The Time to Play project is not really a revenue-producing project, as Rebecca was saying. So I do actually have a full-time job. I do work for a skilled nursing facility as outreach coordinator, educator. I do all of these things. It's part of my culture and mission for the Time to Play project. It's like an extension because I'm doing it through them as a conduit as well. And my goal is to help the people, and that's why I went to the skilled nursing world in the first place, to help the quality improvement of the people's life. But one of the biggest and most important things, and Rebecca's a parent too, she understands, it's not easy for kids nowadays. And my oldest is 21, and before we had him, and my husband's like, let's have a kid, And I said, it's true. And I'm like, are you sure you want to bring anybody into this world? It's not easy. And he said, maybe one of them will fix it. Now, Gregory is my oldest. He's 21. He has a shot of making a huge difference because he's pretty cool. However, I hear the static.
Oh, you know what? We're going to go to a quick commercial, and Doreen is going to call back. We're going to go for maybe 30-second, 40-second commercial, and we will return to Reality Spirituality with our guest, Doreen Guma.
Yeah. It's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Love to spirituality.
It's a
on the pocket. Maybe it would help if I click the button, push the button. Hi, Doreen. Are you hearing me static now?
Yeah, I do still hear you, staticky.
Oh, you
can
still
hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. So you still hear the static?
I do.
Okay, let's try it one more time. Call in one more time, okay? We'll try it one more time.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
All the spiritual love.
It's a new experience.
All the spiritual love.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
And we are back. Well, we're going to wait for Doreen to call in, and she's called in. And let me just say this. Sometimes these technicals, you still hear the static, Doreen?
No, it's perfect.
Okay, because I was going to say, sometimes this technical, I don't know what it is about the static. I think I personally think that it's just all this great energy coming through, and maybe the lines can't even stand it. It's so exciting. Okay, so you were saying... Where we left off.
Yeah, so I had said to, you know, my husband, are you really sure that you want to bring kids into this world? And like I said, Gregory might have the best chance to try to make changes. Very philosophical. He's a psychology major now, and he's really amazing.
Mm.
But I said, you know, I kind of feel responsible to try to change things and make things better, not just for my children, but for others. And I was talking to a gentleman today, because the Tons of Play project originally was designed for 35 and over, when you kind of fall into the rut of, you know, getting up every day and going to work and taking care of the kids and kind of losing yourself.
Yes.
In life. And he said, no, you know, there's so many kids or people who are in the college ages or just graduating from college, and they can't get that job, and they're kind of down, and they're broke because they got big loans, and they're having a very bleak outlook on their life. Mm-hmm. So Time to Play, with it being a people-helping people project, helping each other have a better life. Maybe, you know, I have intentions for job creation ideas. I have things that we can stem off of this project that will help our people. And that's one of the things, because I know that I can't leave this world knowing that I'm leaving them with what they have to deal with, because I was responsible to bring them here.
Mm-hmm.
And in all actuality, all of us were responsible to bring our children here. And it's really our responsibility to make things better for them. Not just say, oh, I feel bad for my grandchildren.
That's right.
Change something, small as it could be, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I love you're actually throwing out a challenge. I'm throwing out a challenge. If every parent said that I want to do something to leave this world better, can you imagine? I mean, what a great thought. So
I'm challenging. It doesn't have to be much.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yes, no, it doesn't have to be much. And when you talked about, you know, teenagers and young adults having these issues, all I could hear is Time to Play, teens helping teens and young adults helping young adults. I mean, you can expand this project all over.
Well, it's there. It's mm-hmm. all here. All the pieces are here.
Yeah.
And the gentleman I was talking to said, you know, what about, like, poetry? I'm like, it's on the forum. I made mm-hmm. a forum thing. Poetry is an expression of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It is your passion, your writing, something. You know, there is everything on the forum. Share a job lead. Rent a house. You know, you want to rent something. It's now, we're just actually starting search engine optimization. I have Bernie, who's going to be helping me to do that. And this is, like I said, it's just a super, super baby. But if people start to get it, and people will go on there and they'll put their two cents worth, because mm-hmm. everybody has something to share that can help somebody else. Every mm-hmm. single one of us has a life experience. I was talking to a guy who had a hip replacement recently, and he said, I was talking to some woman who was getting her hip done, and I gave her advice. I'm like, this is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't have known this.
Yes.
You helped her. Helping people. It is so important.
Mm-hmm. It's not only important, it's very fulfilling. It's heart filling. It's just the best. You can't feel any better. Well, of course you can, but I'm saying it's way up there in helping someone else improve their lives. Something, and it doesn't have to be this huge 2-year project, time to play. It can just be, like you said, asking that your gentleman, you know, gave the advice to a woman that was having a hip. It's just sharing and loving and opening your arms up and being more tolerant and understanding that we all are connected. We are all connected.
Absolutely. A lot of issue, I think, in our society has occurred because we have become so separated, whether it's family, you know, that is no longer local to each other, or it's the texting. I mean, how many of our kids, like, seriously, they text each other? My daughter texts me from upstairs. You know, it's crazy. Like, we don't communicate, right? Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
We don't communicate. We are emotionally separated. I have this thing called the Pilgrim Philosophy. I come up with all this stuff in my brain. When we settled in America, everybody depended on each other in that community for survival.
Mm-hmm.
We all had a function and an importance and a job, and we all needed each other. And now we strive alone. The single parents, the kids, like, we are so socially isolated. I truly believe this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at statistics and you look at reports and you look at things, I'm not saying something that's false. Is 100% of our people socially isolated? No. Enough people are socially isolated. That is causing us to just lose the love that we should have for life.
The connection, yes. Mm-hmm. You
is, right?
Yes, so, it is. It is, and you do. You know, it's so easy to be isolated now, especially with the internet. You don't even have to go out and make friends.
No, and what's sad, and I've read, and you could Google articles on it. People think, and oh my gosh, they have a TV commercial. I don't know. Once in a while, you'll see about the car. Commercial with parents are out in the car and the kid is like, I tried to get my family and my parents to make friends, and, you know, I have 1,000 friends on Facebook, and my parents, they have like none, you know, but their parents are out having dinner with friends in a restaurant, like out socializing, and you get sucked into this isolation, and it is statistically shown. And you could Google it. I'm not making this stuff up. That people are isolated. You know, people using the Facebook and thinking it's a false, you know, it's a false friendship. It's not really a friend. I actually said that to a guy once, that this man had friended me and I didn't know him. You know, but with the time to play side, I kind of like will friend anybody because I want to help, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this man is like, oh, I'm so happy you're my friend. And I texted him back, and I'm like, honestly, I don't really know you. I'm here to help you, but I don't really know you. He kind of me. He was looking for a girlfriend, and he was looking, can I help him meet somebody? No, you have to go find a group of people with common interests. And make a friend, you know, So that was a little scary, but that's where our society is, you know. You.
Well, I actually have a story like that from the radio show. This was a long time ago when I first started, and a gentleman called in, and we talked on air, and, you know, helped him with his issue, and then he called again. He called it was an email. And I don't know how he got my number because, you know, come on, all numbers, everything's so public right now. But called me and said, well, can we keep talking? And I actually had to have a friend of mine who was a male. I said, can you please answer this phone for me and say you're my husband and you get this, you know. Yeah, it was really interesting because I wasn't afraid of him, but I knew that the only thing that would stop him would be something that strong, like a man saying, hey, you know, this is my wife, don't call.
Right.
So, yeah, but
that's unfortunate. It really is, because that is a sad, because that person doesn't have, you know.
No.
But I wanted to throw out really quick, on Wednesday next week, and Rebecca's been on the Time to Play Empower Half Hour. We have this podcast as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's always welcome to be part of it. But Eugenia, who is a happiness professional as well, she's a licensed clinical social worker, and she's got a huge background to help people, and she does counseling and all sorts of programs. But she and I are doing a Leadership and Our Children podcast next Wednesday.
Ooh.
The 28th. It is at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, but it is recorded because there is such, and we know the whole thing with the bullying and the kids and the depression and the suicide and ideation. 1 in 6 of our children have considered or attempted suicide, as I said. If we provide them with empowerment, leadership skills, and that's the discussion that we're going to be doing next Wednesday, how can we help them have a better life? It's all connected. We're all connected, like Rebecca said. So if anybody's interested and you go right to timetoplay.com, you'll be able to see the link right on the homepage. It actually was postponed because we did have that hurricane up here. And, you know, social issues are important, but survival issues were more important.
Yes.
We're doing it next Wednesday, so.
Well, I want to say that it, and then it's also on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to Time to Play, but your show is also on Blog Talk Radio, so that is, they'll be coming to the same site that they listen to this show.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, did you want to say anything to wrap it up? It looks, I mean, the hour just went by really fast for me. I don't know about you, but it just flew by.
It did. Absolutely. No, just, you know, if anybody has any questions, if there's any thoughts to improve anything, I didn't build the site for me. I really built the site for us. And I am absolutely open to doing anything. If anybody wants to participate, if anybody is a professional that can help under any of those categories of happy, healthy, financial, work-life balance, if somebody has something to offer, because like Rebecca says, helping others helps ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite thing is through collaboration, we will achieve success. That's the only way. Five foot two woman from Long Island is not going to fix everything. We really have to work together and make our lives better.
Yes. I love that. I love that message. So you can contact Doreen Guma at www.timetoplay. It's one word, timetoplay.com. And if you want more information or if you are professional, I have had such a wonderful time with you, Doreen. Thank you so much. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too, Rebecca.
Yes. And I loved you on the show. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you, my other listeners, later. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.